Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known, if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We've got Larry on his mountaintop, and he's not feeling all that well. And so I'm requesting prayer for Larry. He's been under the weather here for quite a while. I had the flu, and I'm feeling a lot better. It still takes a lot out of you, and it appears to me that all of the Lord's people are being hammered. Hi, Larry. How you doing up there in the mountain?
Oh, hanging in. Yeah, it's. I just can't seem to get over this sinus and throat problem I've had for about a month. Anyway, hanging in.
Yeah. Well, everybody's getting hammered, particularly the Lord's people. Being attacked, no question about it. Before we get rolling, I wanted to get into it. It's a fellow by the name of Ken Peters. And he's a Catholic boy. When the vision occurred, I don't call him a boy, I guess, but young man. And hadn't studied the Bible, didn't know anything about Bible prophecy. We've mentioned him before, but I was listening to him and another Christian fellow who examined the vision and came to the conclusion it was valid and that we should be paying a lot of attention to it. And the question I wanted to ask everybody is, why are we getting all these EMP articles and warnings on YouTube and scientific articles, government articles concerning an EMP event, and that we should all be ready for a long-term power outage? This is coming up more and more and more. It's almost like, okay, the government is telling us this is coming. They know it's coming. Now, whether they're the ones who trigger it to bring in what they want to bring in or not remains to be seen. Tomorrow is a very interesting day, too. I just want to mention it briefly. January 5th, it's a new moon, which basically is no moon at all. It is the middle of the Feast of Hanukkah, the Feast of Dedication, if Hanukkah became moved because of the pregnant year, which would then push it from December into January. So there's a little argument over that. But it's also very, very interesting that was the time when Jesus revealed actually who he was. And tomorrow is also Venus shines the brightest, I guess it's been in a long, long time. And, of course, Venus is the bright and morning star, which, of course, Jesus ascribed to himself. So it's another warning from the Lord. And Larry sent out a bulletin on the sun. There's a partial eclipse of the sun over, I think, part of Alaska and that area. So got a lot of things going on that are kind of signs in the heavens. And don't forget, we have the blood red moon, the mega moon, if you want to call it that, blood moon. On the 21st, 22nd, or 20th rather, 21st. So anyway, kind of interesting because I don't want to get into it now because I haven't really studied it out totally, but there appears to be a connection between Babylon the Great and Ephraim. And appears, according to Hosea anyway, that the destruction occurs on a new moon or no moon. And that is related directly to Isaiah chapter 17 and the taking of Damascus, which is destroyed basically overnight. In the morning, they are not. So at evening time, trouble, and in the morning, they are not. So anyway, keep all that in mind as we get into this EMP thing and what Ken Peters had to say. First, he said, now remember, he knows nothing about Bible prophecy. really had never read the Bible because he was a Catholic boy, and they don't read scriptures, nor do they subscribe to any end-day events. The Vatican is the end time, and blah, blah, blah. But I don't want to get into that either. So anyway, he says he heard a very loud and very long horn blast like you had in the old vehicles, the old cars, which would be very reminiscent of a huge trumpet blast. Then he says he saw all over the world the graves opening up with violent eruptions and loud noises, and the people were coming up out of their graves. And he said all of them had on a white, bright, shining robe, brighter than the sun, he said, and then all of a sudden they all vanished. So they came up out of the graves, they saw him, he says he saw him, and then they all vanished. He said he did not know where they went. He did not see the rapture of the living, he says. But, of course, we have the Bible that those who are still alive will join those in the air where they go to the Father's house for the great wedding feast. That, you'll find that in Thessalonians and whatnot. Okay, so the question is this. Is the event of an EMP event tied to the rapture event? Because the occult seems to know this is coming. We've read to you the mystic over there in Bolivia, I think he was, that said there was a cosmic wave coming through, and when it came through, tons of people would vanish, simply vanish. Anyway, so he sees this happen, and now he's after that event is what he's talking about. After the resurrection, people were in total chaos the entire world over. They were all desperate. There was total hysteria. Many were left behind, like you, and they said they all felt like very sorrowful, like they had just buried their mother and were walking away from the funeral or the gravesite, trying to figure out what had happened, I guess. The removal, he says, caused, now this is where it gets interesting. The removal, right after that happened, was a two-week, he claimed, total global power outage all over the world, like an EMP event of some type. He even related it to an EMP event. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with Perry Stone, but he's kind of a prophetic scholar, I guess one could call him, suggests that the rapture is what's going to cause a global EMP event, that it's an electromagnetic event, like lightning. And Jesus did say that his return would be as lightning all over the world, east and west, he said. A global, totally unexpected event, sudden destruction, tied directly to the rapture, if you go into Thessalonians and read it. Okay, then after that happens, 2 weeks after that, the TVs come back on. The power evidently is back on. And a world leader comes on the TVs and the radios and everything else. And he declares this is a new age, it's a new world, it's new times, and that he would be the leader of the people of the world. And he claimed everyone accepted him. No one objected. No one resisted. He saw Orwellian-type TVs, huge TVs in all the cities. And this man, this leader, told everyone that the evil people had been removed. Christians and such, according to the New Age, are a cancer that are impeding the advancement of humanity, and they simply have to be destroyed, removed, or vanished. And then he told everyone that they had to get rid of their national identifications as citizens and had to become world citizens. And the police were obviously, from his description, UN peacekeepers. Now, when he had this vision, he knew nothing about Humvees or machine guns on the back of Humvees and all that, and he described them to the T. And this was many, many years ago before they even came out. Then he said he saw a worldwide global earthquake that shook the world. He said it was like the earth wobbled back and forth. We'll go into Isaiah chapter 24. That's exactly how it's portrayed. And the world began to wobble about its poles. This caused a complete reversal, basically, of weather to change, and all fertile areas became desolate, and food, of course, became very, very scarce. And then the world, he says, went under a total surveillance system. Every move was tracked, and then Christians began to be persecuted and beheaded as time went on into their new system. Now, what's interesting about all this is I want to now move into Trump and the wall. Here's from Drudge. Trump, I can build a wall without Congress. Military version of eminent domain considers declaring national emergency. Shutdown could last years. What do you think, Larry? Is he warning us?
Yeah, that's really interesting. Absolutely interesting, yeah.
What do you think? You think he's going to actually do this?
Well, I watched the news all day as he was coming on and having meetings, et cetera, and I'll tell you what, it looks like he's going to go for it. It looks like he's going to stand for that wall, which the Democrats is calling immoral, and they won't open borders. So this is a real split in the country. How far we are from civil war, I don't know, but from what I can see, it's not going to be long because all day today, and you've seen some of the data, the left and the deep state and all have hammered Trump all day long, and they are determined he's not going to be successful. And at the same time, a lot of his people now are saying they're almost fed up with all this stuff of the left, and they're tired of being pushed around. And, well, that's when you begin to see people shoving back, and that's when your war starts.
Yeah, this is very, very interesting that he's coming right out into the open in front of the world, essentially, and saying, look, if I have to declare a national emergency to get this up, I'll do it. Now, if you're deep state and you don't want the wall and you don't want this going on, what would you do at that point? And we've had one assassination attempt, I understand, what, a couple days ago?
Yeah, I've heard there's been many, actually, and we're just not aware of it. They're not telling us what's going on, really. But in the background, you're hearing about it. And one of the interesting things was today, I heard somebody say that it must be just totally crazy that people are beginning to say now in the background that was actually a hit on Elder Bush, and he was taken out. And there was even some references to the notes that they were given at the funeral might have indicated that. And what's interesting, Stuart, how do you jive with this? You know, I know a lot of people don't like Hal Turner and the information he has, but let me tell you something. I didn't post it, but he came out a week, and I think I told you, a week ahead of Bush's passing, and he actually already wrote down in writing on his news that there was going to be a execution of the older Bush. And then a week later, suddenly, he's gone.
Well, they related that to the numbers. There are people on YouTube that are really brilliant mathematicians, I guess, and they look at all these numbers and the dating of Bush being taken out. And it all does add up. This is how the occult signs everything they do. They do it by the numbers. So once you understand how the numbers work, then after the event, you can look back and say, oh, well, of course, that's why they did it on that particular date. But, yeah, I had read that he was removed and on this specific date for a very specific reason. And But I think all of the, you know, another point is that Romney has been attacking Trump viciously. And when he does it in front of a background that has Hinckley in the background. Well, everybody should remember who was it that tried to take out Reagan. Wasn't that Hinckley?
Yeah.
So is that a veiled warning of they're going to make another attempt? He said, I guess, Trump even tweeted he'd never seen so many machine guns out. I'm thinking he's on the White House lawn as he looked out the window. Evidently, there really was an attempt to take him out. And this is my point, that deep state will become so desperate that they might very well attempt that. I mean, they didn't have any hesitation about getting rid of Kennedy. And he was kind of a rogue, if you want to call him that, as well. Trump is kind of a rogue. So it's going to be very, very interesting. Speaking about walls and fences, this is interesting. Russia has built a fence along its Crimea-Ukraine border. Russia evidently feels fences actually work. The Vatican has a very big wall around it. Obama has a wall around his house. Schumer has a wall, we're told. And Pelosi has a wall around their house. And yet all of this is immoral. And this is deep state communists, folks. They're trying to take down the country. They want the country to be destroyed. And unfortunately, at this point in time, they have the Lord, believe it or not, on their side. And because the Lord says, I'm going to destroy you. And I think we're awful close to the beginning of the of that destruction. And it's just too bad. But I wanted to bring up a couple things here, and I want Larry's opinion on Russia to deploy precision strike missiles in the Western Atlantic, caliber cruise missiles that can target Washington, East Coast cities, and even as far in as Chicago. Russia is deploying long-range precision cruise missiles to the Western Atlantic that American defense officials say will allow Moscow to target Washington and other East Coast cities with conventional or nuclear attacks. These can be put on warships or are on warships and missile submarines that Moscow plans to use in Atlantic patrols near the United States. I can't remember the movie. What was the name of that movie? The Hunt for Red October. If you haven't seen it, folks, go get it. The Hunt for Red October, where the sub-commander, he's played by Sean Connery, makes mention of the fact of how they're going to sit off in the Atlantic and then hit them when they least know it. What do you make of this, Larry? I mean, in light of biblical prophecy and in light of the prophecies of New York City being deluged by a tsunami or maybe even a nuclear attack, what do you make of this newest edition of doing this?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of prophecies lately indicating that very information. And what's interesting is the Bible clearly says that an attack on Babylon, that all the arrows hit their mark. They don't miss. And what's so interesting, you know, you mentioned the Hunt for Red October, the movie. That was actually a novel or a book, I think, Tom Clancy actually wrote.
Yes.
And they made the movie from it. Now, another one that Tom Clancy, that I'm hearing all over the media lately, is Red Storm Rising. That's a Tom Clancy novel, and it is an absolute incredible novel because of how that the Russians set up America and do a blitzkrieg attack on NATO and Europe, and literally render America almost useless into coming to their aid. That's the plan, Red Storm Rising. People need to read that. And I'm hearing that everywhere recently. Stuart, all of these, what we're talking about, these are clues. These movies, these books, all of this stuff, these are clues.
Yeah, it's too bad people can't read clues in advance, which is why the Lord gives us biblical prophecies. That's why he says study to show yourself approved. Find out who the real players are. Unfortunately, most of even our prophetic scholars don't even know who the real players are. They've got it all messed up. It's very easily to prove they've got it all messed up. In fact, one of them was on TV, I don't know how many years ago, and he said, anybody that believes that America is Babylon is a fruitcake. Well, he's an absolute liar for making a remark like that. America is Babylon the Great. It doesn't matter whether people agree with it or not. The Lord has given us hundreds of, I call them descriptive parameters. Only one nation fulfills those parameters. Only one. And that's the United States of America. And we are Babylon the Great. And we're being misled by a lot of these prophetic scholars. They're looking at the EU. Oh, it's the EU. They're going to rise up. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. No, it's here, and it's going to hit us between the eyes. And I don't know if it's Putin or whoever it is, but when this attack comes, it's totally unexpected, according to the Bible. We don't believe it would happen when it happens. And it says that the American people are stunned, absolutely stunned by this attack. And Peters didn't say anything about an attack at all. He just mentions that he saw the resurrection of the dead. And then they instituted a world order type thing, new world order. And obviously then America has not yet been attacked. So, or that wouldn't be going on. Okay, another one here. It says the range of these missiles means a ship or submarine armed with these calibers and located 1,000 miles off the U.S. coast could target all American cities stretching from Boston to Miami and as far west as Chicago. And this is a concern for U.S. military commanders in Europe as well, because of their deployment of ships and submarines in the Mediterranean. We're fooling around here with something that's not good. And here's another headline. Iran to send warships to the Atlantic closer to U.S. waters. Isn't that odd that Russia and now Iran are going to be sending their ships over here? Folks, read your Bible prophecies. Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
I was just going to mention it's really interesting. I've heard some interesting information lately that they're not putting out in the media about how Obama and Hillary helped Iran, and not only money,
yes,
but they helped Russia with the radiation, and
mm-hmm.
I can't remember what they called that. There was a but what's interesting, all our enemies have been helped by the years of those people, and we can't even look into it. Stuart, this is what's interesting. All they can look into is Trump or anybody associated with him. Never worry about all the betrayal and treason up to that point.
Yep, well, that's a communist operation, as I've tried to point out many, many times to the people. What we're dealing with here is a communist coup. And we have a bunch of communists within our Congress. And that's why they don't do anything. They deliberately don't do anything. It's all just rhetoric. It's all stage play. They may throw a few crumbs your way to make you feel better, but it's only a few crumbs. Meanwhile, the march towards the New World Order, the march towards total surveillance, the march towards total control, the march towards social credit system here in America like they're doing in China, it's well entrenched, and it's coming our way. They mean to bring down America. America has to be submerged under the United Nations New World Order. In fact, as Ken Peters saw, the police wore the blue helmets of the UN. They were all UN. Well, we have pictures and videotapes of hundreds of UN white vehicles, military types, all over the United States. What for? Well, it's obvious. They're going to bring America down. Now, Trump may be slowing it down. Who knows? Okay, then we had a Chinese admiral. He said he wants to sink two U.S. aircraft carriers over the South China Sea dispute. He said that would rebuff the U.S. Navy, and it would take even more interventionist posture if they got involved in this. So here you go. We have enemies all around us, and we're being encircled. What do you got, Larry? We got about 4 minutes left. I know you weren't feeling well.
Well,
I'm not doing that well either.
Yeah, it's very interesting that Debcafile is reporting that Netanyahu is claiming that Trump is taking the withdrawing U.S. forces out of Syria and is going to allow Israel itself to attack and take on the forces inside Syria, that Israel will do it themselves. And, you know, I'd shared with you one time before how that there was a plan between Salman and Trump and Netanyahu. And
yes.
What appears to be building is the Arab army and the Israelis take on Iran. I don't know. I mean, I can't, you know, I'm just telling you the clues seem to indicate that that's structurally being put together. So this is really a crazy scenario we're watching.
Yeah, all it's going to take is something that either Iran does in Damascus or something of that nature, or Israel gets wind of something very, very deadly to them in Damascus. We've had reports of chemical missiles, et cetera, being armed and then disarmed over there in Damascus. Something happens that the children of Israel, according to Isaiah chapter 17, decide to take out Damascus, and it becomes a ruinous heap. And I believe that's the first domino that falls. And why I mentioned the Babylon-Ephraim connection, and I got to do some more study on it, is because Ephraim is singled out at the same time that Damascus goes down and Israel goes down with it. Israel does not go down totally, but it says Jacob's flesh waxes very, very lean. And Jacob, of course, is Israel. And this is part of the prophecies that Jacob gave to Joseph and Joseph's sons, Ephraim and Manasseh. And we're getting into some areas that are kind of touchy, so I want to do some more work on it. But it's very, very interesting that Ephraim is specifically mentioned. And when you go into Isaiah 18, it sounds very much like Babylon the Great. And that we are taken out right after Isaiah chapter 17. And what's interesting is that it says it happens on a new moon, most likely, when it's dark and nobody can see anything. Anyway, what else you got, Larry? We've got about a minute left.
Well, I find it really interesting, and you might want to comment on the fact that suddenly now the deep state and the left, the Democrats, et cetera, and some rhinos have decided it's time to take Trump down, and it appears that their battles are going to be between January, February, and March, and if I'm not wrong, isn't that 3 months of a blood-red moon in a row?
Yeah, I've heard that, and I think it is accurate. I haven't vetted it, but I know January 21st is a super blood red moon. It's a wolf moon, they call it, interesting word. And then on February 19th, there's one, and then again in March. And very, very rare. And, yeah, there's something going on, folks, big time, behind the scenes. Just remember what the Bible says about sudden destruction. It means it comes out of nowhere. It's totally unexpected. It's like any other day. you're going to work, or you're coming home, or you're at work, or you're in bed, and boom, there it is. And we are approaching a point where the Lord cannot keep going on with America without big-time judgment. Anyway, thanks a lot for listening, and if something comes up, we'll certainly do something either tomorrow night or Sunday night. Anyway, thanks again, Larry, for coming on, and we'll see everybody later on. Good night.